resetting your energy after channeling. There is a logic to this order of steps, and what's most important is that you complete the steps. Here's how we'll begin. You've completed your channeling session. You are running white or silver energy through your field, and you have no grounding cord. Your awareness is housed at the top of the cylinder that's placed on top of your crown. So you can imagine all those pieces in place, or you can set those pieces into place. If you're going to walk through the process of setting those pieces into place, begin with the hunkering down and the lightening up. Set the space for channeling, release beings and guides, engage the channeling system. Do all of that, pausing the recording, and then come back here. So you are up at the top of the cylinder. The majority of you is, of course, in your body. And you will create a grounding cord just like the one you learned in the present of presence. So not the hunkering down grounding, the regular grounding. So a green ball of energy from the first chakra down to the center of the earth. You'll use the golden cosmic energy to swirl down into the cylinder and back up out again so that you're clearing out that space that you used and you owned for channeling. And then, like magic, you disappear the cylinder entirely. Because you put your grounding cord in place, your conscious awareness migrated immediately back to your body. So in letting the cylinder go, you're not left hanging. Now run energy, the regular cycle of energy that you learned in the clear course. So you'll bring green earth energy up from the center of the earth, up your grounding cord into your first chakra, an enormous stream of golden cosmic energy coming down your back into your first chakra where it mixes with that green energy, bringing it up to the third chakra, and distributing out to all of your chakras, your energy field, flowing and streaming earth and cosmic energy into your field. You'll set your chakras. The feet chakras at 60%. The first chakra at 30%. The second chakra at 25%. The third chakra, 40% in men, 55% in women. Fourth chakra, 50%. Throat chakra, wherever you normally set your fifth chakra. Sixth chakra in the center of the head, 50%. Crown chakra, 25%, if you know you're in unconscious channel, 50% if you are largely embodied, and hand chakras at either 25 or 50%, depending on how self-contained you are and how easy it is to energetically and physically mind your own business. You'll create auric boundaries, imagining a nice permeable boundary of energy between each of the seven layers in the aura, containing your energy, generating flow, creating separation between self and others. And then lastly, you'll ground again, creating that ball of energy in the first chakra, letting the ball drop and form a cord of energy that moves down to the center of the earth. As you bring back your awareness, open your eyes, it may be useful to reverse your polarities. And that would dump any excess energy in your crown chakra that needs to release. If you feel a little top heavy or you feel a little lightheaded, either way. And stand up. Put your arms up above your head. Bend over and reach for your toes. You do not need to be a yogi to do this. You do not need to hang with your head hanging down for longer than a couple of seconds. And when you stand up, you're all set. You've reset your energy following channeling.